For those of you who are interested, we have 5 more minutes to register.
But it seemed nobody was interested. City officials had hoped the Glens Falls Civic Center would be sold, but it did not happen on Monday.
Good morning, everyone.
After no potential bidders stepped forward, Glens Falls Mayor Jack Diamond spoke to the crowd of curious city residents and the media.
It's officially 11:01. We have not received any pre-bids. The council will be, in the coming weeks, evaluating other options. So,
with an operating deficit at $1.3 million and costing the city around $600,000 a year, the longtime home to minor league hockey and high school basketball tournaments is no longer something the city of Glens Falls can support. Mayor Diamond had hoped the city could place the Civic Center into private hands with the auction.
We had about 12 interested parties in regards to the purchase of the building. I met with several of them independently. Unfortunately, none of them have come today.
The mayor said the city will not make a decision on what will happen to the Civic Center this week. Options include scheduling another auction or negotiating a deal with some of the other interested parties. The Coalition to Save Our Civic Center, a group of business owners and community members, has raised more than $600,000 in the past 2 weeks. Peter Ost, president and CEO of the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce, which is facilitating the coalition, said the group does not have a final plan on how they'll use the money, but they'd like to keep it a regional asset.
I think the culture that the Glens Falls Civic Center has established over its 35-year history in the greater Glens Falls region in the North Country has really been significant for our region, and we want to continue to keep that culture, and hopefully there's a way with private sector investment and public sector commitment that we can continue to do that.
Another option still on the table is a $750,000 offer made in June by Queensbury developer Richard Skemmerhorn. Brian Petrovic, president of the Adirondack Flames hockey team, has been hoping to partner his company with Skemmerhorn on the deal.
I always thought of an auction as being risky for all parties, and now we don't have to worry about that anymore. So now it gives an opportunity for the private sector in whatever form it takes to have a conversation with the city and see if we can get a deal done.
10 days earlier, members of the Warren County Board of Supervisors Occupancy Tax Committee rejected a proposal to halt the auction. However, many agreed that the Civic Center remains a regional asset and would like to see it continue. As discussions move forward, Mayor Diamond said he'd like the city to decide what to do with the property before the budgeting process for 2015 begins.
My goal is to have the operating cost in this building out of the taxpayers' hands in Glens Falls in year 2015. That process will allow us to start to develop a budget in October and November, so we've got to move rather quickly. My timeline is quick.
The city will continue to pay to keep the Civic Center in operation and will continue to make upgrades until the property is sold. Reporting from Glens Falls for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.